I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You may like listening to me on the radio, but if you'd like to watch all of my This Is Why I Don't Play Poker faces, you can check it out. We stream live all day long. All your favorite talkers you can see on the Civic Media YouTube channel. And folks, if you want to watch me actually light my hair on fire on Twitter, Insta, and the Book of the Faces, that is all at Maggie Dawn Show. Check us out there as well. We have got Jeff Mandel from Law Forward joining us for this first half hour to kick off this last full week before the election. We got 8 days to go. Please make a plan to vote. Sit down, look at your calendar, decide when this is going to work. Maybe even have a plan B about when you're going to vote. And just don't assume it's going to be on election day and you're just going to slip in and out, because it's going to be busy. Very, very busy. Historically, folks, just for a frame of reference or a point of reference, the beginning of the day on voting day on November 5th and the end of the day is usually when it is most crowded. But I got a sneaking suspicion that it is going to be jam-packed all day long on November 5th, which leads me to this question, Jeff. We've had listeners sending me pictures of guys hanging out outside drop boxes, just sitting there watching them. We've heard a lot about potential shenanigans that the Trump campaign and its volunteers may try to pull on election day. We've heard that there are over 100 lawsuits that have been brought, most already losing or in the process of having their evidence-less claims vetted by courts. But there's litigation going on coast to coast. Again, most brought by the Trump campaign. How are you feeling? What's your sense as a lawyer as we go into this election process about election administration and whether or not election officials are going to follow the rule of the law and do their duty?
Well, I actually feel great about this election here in Wisconsin from an administration standpoint, Maggie. We have a system in Wisconsin where we administer our elections on a local, municipal level. It's unique in America. This is not how most places do it. But part of what that means is that it's our own friends and neighbors who supervise our elections. And there is something special and great about that. It means that the people who are there when we go to vote, who are taking care to make sure that our vote is cast and counted, are our friends and neighbors. They are people who care about us. They are part of our community. And the other piece here is that, as you say, there is a lot of election litigation, and we've had a ton of election litigation in Wisconsin over the past 4 years. But I actually think that puts us in better stead than we had been. It has clarified some of Wisconsin election law. It has brought to the fore to make sure that we have consistency across the state and that these different municipal clerks and municipal election officials are administering our elections in the same way so that the same rules apply no matter where in the state you vote. And I think that all of your listeners can be really enthusiastic about voting, knowing that we have safe, secure, free, fair elections here in Wisconsin, and this one will be no exception.
I have such confidence in Wisconsin election administration. Having seen it up close and personal, I have been a poll observer. I've been a poll worker. I obviously worked for Milwaukee County during the recounts, and going, everything is going to be just fine here. Every single person, Republican, Democrat, independent, and don't really ever vote. You're going to vote this time. You can feel confident, safe, and secure and going to cast your ballot wherever you may find yourself in the state. I wanted to ask you two things. First, before I do that, just a couple more resources for people out there listening. You've got other questions. You think something like not good is happening. You're worried about voter intimidation, or you see someone in a polling place giving incorrect information out. You can call 1-866-OUR-VOTE. That's 1-866-OUR-VOTE. That's staffed by the Lawyers Committee on Civil Rights. They will help you. They will take your information. They can help you with voting questions. Another great resource is a group called Vote Riders. You can find them at voteriders.org. That's vote riders, like a ride or die.org. If you need to, you're not sure if your ID is going to work. And these are organizations, again, this number and this website, you can find it and use it anywhere in the country, not just in the state of Wisconsin. I wanted to ask you a question, Jeff, because a few listeners have reached out to me, be like, what is up with that? And isn't it illegal? And this is the Elon Musk, like, million-dollar giveaway, Jeff. Like, my understanding was that this seemed pretty clearly illegal under federal election law. What's your take, Jeff? What's going on here?
Well, it's pretty clearly right on the edge. Yeah. And just to make sure everyone is on the same page, Elon Musk has a petition that he's asking people to sign about how they value the First and Second Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. So that's freedom of speech and the right to bear arms. And clearly the implication that Mr. Musk is trying to make is that if you value those things, you should be voting for former President Trump, just like he wants you to. And what he's doing is he is offering cash to any registered voter in one of the 7 swing states in the United States who signs the petition. But you're not signing that you're going to vote. You're not signing who you're going to vote for. You're just signing a petition. And you are a registered voter. He's not paying you to register, and he's not paying you to vote. Paying people to register and paying people to vote are against the law. This seems to be, as I said, right on the edge. But the United States Department of Justice has expressed significant concern about this, especially after it went from a flat fee of first $47 and then $100 for each person who signed to then, well, every day we're going to pick somebody at random and give them $1 million. I believe yesterday it was someone here in Wisconsin who was chosen for that $1 million. And the U.S. Department of Justice has notified Elon Musk that it thinks this is illegal and it's looking into it.
Yeah, scary times. Very briefly, we got less than a minute, Jeff. When should we expect results in Wisconsin, given how tight the race is?
It takes time to count the votes. We should expect unofficial results sometime on Wednesday, sometime, you know, probably around breakfast time, but it might take a little longer. Remember that in 2020, we didn't know until Saturday, and those are still unofficial. We don't have official votes that have been checked and rechecked and rechecked all the way up to the state level until the end of November.
Folks, that's Jeff Mandel, General Counsel at Law Forward. When we come back, it is time for my discussion with the Center for American Progress Action Fund with Maya Ayavez-Ruble. She is a disability advocate. Keep it locked. We're going to talk about voting.